local news and Tamla's hit, 7 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. And yes, the doorbell was Beth Heidorn, the mystery person on our front door. But we're going to talk to Beth in just a moment. Lots going on at the zoo. You know, I mentioned before, we gripe about the cold a lot here in Wisconsin. Oh, it's 30 degrees. It's freezing outside. All right. The coldest inhabited place on Earth is a village I can't pronounce in Siberia, Russia. If you go outside naked on an average day, which I think you wouldn't do, you'd freeze to death in 60 seconds. The temperature there gets down to minus 96 degrees Fahrenheit. I had a friend who was in the military, and he was stationed at the, what do they call it, Antarctica, at a science station there. And he said it gets to like 120 below zero, and you're in. They give you special suits to wear outside if you have to go do something. But hey, you see the penguins walking around. How do they do it at that kind of temperature? But they do. It's now 7:01 at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Haiti, where the international airport has shut down and three U.S. airlines have suspended flights after gangs opened fire on a Spirit plane landing in Port-au-Prince before it opted to fly on to the Dominican Republic. Correspondent Naomi Ruckum.
The plane was flying over a neighborhood when bullets entered the cabin, forcing the pilot to quickly divert to the neighboring Dominican Republic.
The pilot hit the gas and we took off and we accelerated.
According to the U.S. Embassy, the incident was part of gang-led efforts to block travel to the country.
Officials found bullet marks on a JetBlue plane that landed in New York after taking off from Haiti. The union says a flight attendant on the Spirit flight was injured by flying debris. More additions to President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration. He's expected to choose one-time foe, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, to be Secretary of State, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for Homeland Security Secretary. A staunch ally of Mr. Trump's has lost her bid for the Senate, CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Democrat Ruben Gallego has won the open Senate seat in Arizona, defeating GOP opponent Kari Lake. The seat was open after incumbent independent Kyrsten Sinema decided not to seek a second term. Gallego's making the jump to the Senate from the House, where he was first elected in 2014.
Chinese police say a 62-year-old driver killed 35 people and injured 43 at a sports center in southern Zhuhai. The BBC's Laura Bicker from Beijing.
They say he deliberately rammed into the pedestrians, and they say that he was motivated because he was upset at his divorce property settlement. But as I've said, he is now in a coma and unable to be questioned.
Palestinian medical officials say two new Israeli strikes in Gaza have killed at least 14 people, including a woman and two children. It comes as a new report calls out Israel for thwarting humanitarian aid. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The report, issued by a group of aid organizations, says that the humanitarian conditions in Gaza are worse than at any point in the 13-month war between Israel and Hamas. It also said that Israel is not complying with U.S. demands to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza.
A new sign that do-it-yourselfers are still cautious about spending.
More from the Home Depot.
Home Depot reporting a pullback in the third quarter, but the company says sales did rise 6% year over year, some of it from hurricane-related repairs and better weather. S&P futures down 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A possible school shooter was on the radar of Kenosha Unified officials. In a statement sent yesterday, KUSD said they did get warnings about the 13-year-old. The statement said administrators received concerns regarding images of airsoft guns prior to the lockdowns last week. Unified said the images didn't include threats and that they didn't forward the concerns to police. Almost every school in the county went on lockdown last week as police searched for the teen that was eventually arrested. He'll be in court today. It was a fake finger that caused all the commotion. Over the weekend, Racine police were called to the Dollar Tree on Durand Avenue after reports of a finger found in the parking lot. Once they got there, officers found that the finger was actually a high-quality latex replica that looked real. Police are trying to figure out how it got there and whether it was placed intentionally. Racine Unified is trying to get more kids in college. The district has joined forces with Direct Admit Wisconsin, allowing eligible students to secure spots at select UW schools without submitting applications. There are 10 UW campuses participating. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers have another night game. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
We know that, but that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There will be plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with wind east becoming southeasterly at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 41. Tomorrow we may catch a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
It's awful. I'm at that age where everybody I know is getting married. People, let me ask you a question. Why do people keep getting married? You know what I mean? Isn't anybody looking at the stats? What's it like, 3 out of 4 marriages go right down the drain now? People, if you were going skydiving and they told you 3 out of 4 parachutes weren't going to open, you'd be like, yo, forget it, I'm not going. I don't like those odds. I got a 75% chance of splatting on the ground, I'm not doing it. But there's something about getting married. People just have to do it, right? They're just like, is this the line to lose half my stuff? Awesome! This is gonna be great! I don't get it. It's like this herd mentality. How many buffalo can you watch go over the cliff and you're still like, well, maybe I can fly?
And good morning at 7:07 on a, what is today, Tuesday, November 12th already. Where did the year go? Beth Heindorn is here, executive director for the Racine Zoo. Let's start off with the sad part first, get that out of the way. The giraffe passed away. What was the name of the giraffe? Move closer there.
Yeah, his name is Mac. He was a Maasai giraffe. He was.
What does that mean? I saw that in the article.
There's different species of giraffes.
Okay.
Just like there's different species of rhinos, and it just happens to be a Maasai. The tallest of the giraffe species, and he was a good boy. He was 19. He turned 19 in August and lived a really good long life as a great ambassador species. And but it's, you know, it's a circle of life. Sometimes everything's going to pass away at a certain point in our lifetime. So,
and this must hit the people at the zoo really hard because they get very close to the animals. I mean, they're like family.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a tough week. It was a really tough week. But our animal care staff is, you know, professional and above board, and they were devastated, but they did what they needed to do on that professional level, and they mourn in their own special way, and sometimes it's off property at their houses, and but we, you know,
I felt
blessings
bad
to all of them.
I never saw him, and I felt bad when I read. They showed his face. David Mack put a picture of him hugging.
I saw David. Yeah, I saw that one.
And he's hugging. I'm looking at those big bowling ball eyes, you know, those huge eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, oh, I feel so bad.
Yep.
I saw one the other day. It was, and I said this, I saw it once before. It was an elderly chimpanzee, and she was dying, and she knew she was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And the man who raised her showed up, and she perked up, and she put his arms around his neck and just held on and rubbed the back of his neck. She knew she was dying, but there was the face. Mm-hmm. She saw before she died again that
she
recognized,
mm-hmm.
she remembered him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had dogs and pets all my life. I never get over it. I don't know why. I just never do for some reason. I'm looking at old pictures of my dogs last night, and then I look at their urn sitting on the shelf, and I start crying again.
Yeah. It's tough.
But you know,
tough.
My
They're
mom
part of our family.
But when my parents passed away, and I mourned and I felt bad, but I don't look at their pictures and cry every day.
Right.
But my animals, I do, and I don't know why it is that. I think you have a special bond with an animal. They just they don't love you like humans love each other. But they love you. I don't know how that.
Right.
It's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. That's the part I wanted to get out of the way before we get to the good part. And the zoo is. Now, you don't have another giraffe, do you?
We do.
Oh, you do?
Yep. We've got. His name is Shaq. He's 2.5 years old. He's in quarantine. As animals move around, you have to go 30 days in quarantine before they would be released out. And he's bonding with Jabari, who's still here. And they're getting along and just hanging out. And we've got a couple more, 3 more weeks left before he would be out of quarantine.
Oh, I feel like you're going to dedicate anything to the giraffe. I remember when the big gorilla at the Milwaukee Zoo passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And Milwaukee was devastated when that happened.
Right.
Made the front page of the paper, was all over the news. I mean, people become such friends with these animals. And then when they pass away, it's like, a family member.
Right. For everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially for the people at the zoo who work with these animals.
Yep.
I don't know how you guys do it. All right. On a happier note, coming up Saturday, December 7th, brunch with Santa. Now, do the animals get upset when you eat meat at the zoo? You think they'd get upset.
Not thinking about that type of thing. They don't know what we're eating.
I know. It's just
you ask the most random questions.
I know. It's like if you're sitting on a farm eating, you know, eggs for breakfast, and the chickens are watching you,
right.
Or you're eating fried chicken and they're walking by you.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about brunch with Santa.
So brunch with Santa. It's on. We have good authority. Santa is going to be showing up again this year. He loves coming to the Racine Zoo, especially in the holiday season. We've got two seatings: 9 to 10:30 and 11:30 to 1. And we will do this in our Vanishing Kingdom, or the castle, as a lot of people like to say it.
Yeah.
And so it's a great brunch. They'll have photos with Santa. There's going to be some crafts, cookie decorating. It's just a really great time for families to kind of kick off the holiday season. And we've already got we've got lots of people that are booked already. We've got some traditional folks that have come every year since we started brunch. It's just a really, really fun time. So people got to get their tickets soon because that will close out. We're limited in space with inside the castle. So.
That's just it. Yeah. Don't wait till the last second to reserve your spot. How do you reserve a spot?
You go on racinezoo.org, go to do the drop down under events, and go to Brunch with Santa, and registration materials right there. You just fill it all out, pay online. We'll have your name at the gate. And then everyone will check in and we'll entertain them and get them over there. And
two seatings.
Presents. Yeah, there's the two seatings. Yep. And then there's presents that Santa will give out. And it's just a really fun way to kick off the holiday season. Brunch with Santa is one of my favorite events.
That's Saturday, December 7th. Excuse me. What's the closest thing you have to reindeer at the zoo? What is a reindeer? Are they like?
We don't have reindeer. We've had them visit in the past. We don't have reindeer at the zoo, so we don't have any of those hoofed stock type animals.
Is a reindeer or a reindeer? We just call them reindeer.
No, that's a different species.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That. Okay.
So, but closest thing would be a deer of some sort.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, the reindeer are pretty cool.
Where do you find them?
Well, right now,
Other than the North Pole.
North Pole, which is with Santa, they're up there. I don't know what zoos close by have reindeer.
Do they need to be
locations.
In a cold environment? Or
not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Because they would be, you know, in the summer, they would be back a house or somewhere else. They don't have to be in cold weather, so...
What I don't know about animals. I mean, I didn't know if reindeer were real or not. And don't laugh at me because we had a poll last Christmas time. And about 50% of the people out there don't know if reindeer are really reindeer or we just use that name.
Yeah, no, they're real. They're like a subspecies of caribou. A caribou, which is a hoofstock
animal.
That's
right, caribou. That's
so they
right.
kind of look similar. They're a little bit smaller than a caribou. But they have the same type of, you know, they have the antlers, not horns. They have antlers. They'll fall off just like they would any other antler. as seasonal and what have you, and they grow back. And
they don't have that red nose that glows, right?
You know what? I think there's only one of those, and I believe that's up with Santa. Now, I haven't heard of Santa's bringing Rudolph on the 7th, but I think you need to register to come and see if Rudolph's there, too.
Okay, so brunch with Santa. Do we know what's on the bill of fare?
We have Red Onion is doing our food, and if it's like we've done the last couple of years, we've got eggs and there's bacon and
fruit,
and it's a brunch. Yeah. What do you think we were going to serve?
I don't know.
What do you think of when you hear the word
Kringle
brunch?
Kringle in Danish. I don't know.
Well, there's always got to have a little sweet. I'm not saying there's not going to be Kringle.
So that's really nice.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And then people, the adults can have mimosas. The kids can have hot chocolate. It's just a fun day. And then kids get to do crafts with their parents or grandparents. We have a lot of grandparents that bring the grandkids. Not just necessarily parents. So that's a really fun tradition that some families have started.
So where do you park now? Because the Lakeview thing is not there anymore.
Yep,
so
that parking lot was the city's. It wasn't mine anyway.
People park there anyway.
People park there a lot, and we do miss the lot.
Now, there is a lot across the street.
There is right on Walton and Wisconsin, just over that way. Yeah. And then we have a small lot right next to our admin or our admissions area. Yeah. That's where our handicap parking is. But there's some non-handicap.
And you can park on the street.
And park on the street. That's where 90% of the people do anyway.
You putting up the lights again this year along Main Street?
No. Kiwanis donated those lights to Jellystone. So,
oh, really?
Uh-huh. So I won't have lights.
Because I live on North Main Street, and I used to love traveling past there a million times just looking at the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So unfortunately, they didn't donate them to us. So, but
that pumpkin of yours that was huge out there.
I know. Wasn't that a fun event?
That was huge. Because I passed by all the, I get gas at the right across the street there at the Sitco.
Right.
And I'm looking at this giant pumpkin all the time. How did they put that together?
Well, that's traditions put that up. It comes in four panels. So
that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was big.
I know. It's huge, right? But they do such a good job.
So that was a good event, a big fun event?
It was a really great event. Yeah. We had over 20,000 people come in, and people just love that. I mean, it's a fun family. It's not scary. So a lot of families would come, stroll around, see the pumpkins. We're already planning next year. So we've got some meetings this week for already 2025.
Man.
We got to think ahead.
Yeah, I know you do. Not here. We do. What do you want to do next Monday? we got a thing like that.
Yeah,
hey, it's 7:17 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. We're talking about some of the Christmas fun coming up.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mattel, the company behind packaging and movie merch, more specifically character dolls for the film Wicked, found this out the hard way. Instead of putting wickedmovie.com on the packaging, they just put wicked.com, which is a porn site. Please refrain from Googling if you are driving. I took one for the team and did several days of comprehensive research and found that you need a membership to really access the good stuff. So as long as the kids don't get a hold of their parents' credit cards, all should be good. In a related story, there have been numerous reports of missing parent credit cards. Wicked opens November 22nd and is getting rave reviews. Paddington in Peru crushed the UK box office, pulling in $12.4 million. The third installment of the franchise is the biggest opening since the Bond film No Time to Die in 2021. The first two Paddingtons pulled in a total of $600 million globally. Studio hopes are high that number three could take the franchise over $1 billion worldwide. Paddington in Peru is set to hit U.S. theaters January 17th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally, you can hear Pete on WAUK AM 540.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Yeah, it's 7:21, looking for sunshine later today with a high near 47. What was it like when you came in? Cloudy?
A little cloud, starting to break up.
I can look on our camera now to see what it's like out there. It's cloudy, but it will become sunny later today with a high near 47. Clear tonight, lows around 43. I saw one of the red planets, I think it was Mars the other day, was so clear. And you could tell a planet from a star, stars twinkle, planets don't. And this one wasn't twinkling. So we saw the comet last month going across the sky. It was really cool. Nice to see, yeah. So clear tonight, lows around 43. Look at the sky, you might see something. Increasing cloudiness, chance of rain with a high near 53 degrees tomorrow. Right now, cloudy and 44. Here at Radio Park, Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. Now, we talked about brunch with Santa. Two seatings, 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to racinezoo.org. And if you go to the events page, do the click downs, you'll find it and reserve your spot because when it's full, it's full.
When it's full, it's full.
There's only so much space in. It's not the castle. What do you call it?
It's Vanishing Kingdom.
Vanishing Kingdom.
Yeah.
AKA.
But
the castle.
AKA, also known as the castle.
Now, absolutely. Coming up on Thursday, December 19th, as we get real close, Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle.
Absolutely.
Who came up with that name? That's pretty cute. That is a cute name.
Came up with that last year.
Okay.
So it's a fun event. It is adult only. Santa is also coming back for Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle for pictures with the adults. And that will be, you'll be greeted with a glass of some sort of Christmas holiday spirit. And then it is unlimited samplings of a variety of different cocktails. We'll have food and appetizers. There's not crafts. The adults are not going to be making crafts, but they are going to be hanging out, having some cocktails, seeing some really cool animals that are in the castle, enjoying each other's company, and really kicking off for holiday, because after that weekend, then Christmas is just the following week. So they've got to come and hang out. Last year, it was really popular. People were very excited because they're, oh my gosh, we got friends coming in town for the weekend and we need to do something with them. And they showed up at Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle and it was a riot. So we'll have the fire pits going outside so people can go get a drink, come out, sit outside, hang out. It's just a great little social event.
You know, I took a ton of pictures when you had the Chinese lights there.
Mm-hmm.
That was some undertaking, that thing. I don't know how you guys do something like that. I don't know where you hide all the wires is what I don't understand. I mean, you'd think there have to be wires walking all over the place, but they're not. And I have a ton of pictures on my phone. I look at it all the time.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer. I said, wow, look at that. Look at those lights. It was so nice.
It was fun.
It's a one-time event. And I mean, you guys put on a great event every year. I don't know where you hide the wires. I want to see behind the scenes of how they do this, because there were so many lights. You've got to have fuse boxes everywhere.
Sometimes it just has to be magical, and you just have to let it be magic.
I'd like to know how it's done. I want to know behind the scenes how they do all the magic. I just saw the new Godzilla movie recently, and they had, before the movie started, they showed you how they did everything.
Oh.
But I didn't want to see that. I want to see the movie first. Don't show me.
Then see how you did.
But they showed you how they did Godzilla with CGI, and now you ruined it for me. Put that after the movie, not before the movie. Now I know there's no real Godzilla. Okay, how do the animals react to people being around them? Are they so domesticated where they?
Well, they're not domesticated, but they're used to people. Okay. They're used to their animal care staff. Sees them every day. They see guests every day. We've had animals that have been at the Racine Zoo for years and years and years. So they know us. When I walk by, I'll talk to the animals because that's just what
I
do.
Dr. Doolittle.
Not quite, but I do like to talk to the animals. And some of them will react because I talk to them every day when I'm walking by them.
So, do they recognize you?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, here comes Beth. Oh, hi, Beth.
I don't think it's quite like that, but they recognize
the
noise.
Everybody, Beth is here. You know, when I used to walk my dog very early in the morning by the lakefront, you can hear the lions roar.
You still can.
And they're loud.
They are loud.
And I live a couple of blocks away, and I can still hear them.
Sure.
And they're going, hi, Beth. Well, that's just great. Okay, so we got more to talk about, but I want to just review here. Holly Jolly Mingle and Jingle is December 19th. You have to reserve this?
Yes, you do. So you're going to go to the same place that you went to for Brunch with Santa, RacineZoo.org. Go to the events tab at the top. Do the drop down. Go to Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle. Get yourself registered. Pay online. We'll send an email a few days before that says, you know, welcome to this. These are the rules. This is when we need to meet you up front. And because the zoo's closed at that time, and we close at 4 o'clock. Yeah. So this is a nighttime event. So we need to make sure that we can get folks into the space, and so they know what's happening and all of that. So they got to get registered. And when we're closed and we're full, then we're closed and full. We had a couple of events this summer where people go, I just thought I could show up. Well, no, I need to know how much food to order. I need to know how much drinks to set up, you know, so just register. I realize Racine likes to register late. Just register early in advance. If you think it's going to be fun, get yourself registered.
I heard there was a wedding here. Just decided to show up and get some food.
Well, you never know.
Beth Heidorn is here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. We're talking about all the nice events coming up this holiday season. But right now at 7:27 at WRJN, it's time for Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. You know how Pluto got its name, the planet Pluto? Has nothing to do with the mythical god of the same name. Pluto's an acronym. It was chosen because the first two letters of Pluto, P and L, are the initials of Percival Lowell, the astronomer who theoretically located the planet, and because the last two letters of Pluto, T and O, are the first two letters of the name Tombaugh, Clyde Tombaugh, the first astronomer actually to sight the planet. This dual discovership, if one may call it that, is particularly fascinating in this case because Lowell claimed to know where the ninth planet was almost 30 years before Tombaugh confirmed his prediction. Lowell knew something was out there. Let me run that by just once more. It's important. Lowell knew something was out there. He just couldn't see it. How he knew is the rest of the story. As early as 1902, astronomer Percival Lowell was talking about a mysterious, distant, invisible planet beyond Neptune. He mentioned it in a lecture series at MIT, again in a book called The Solar System. This was more than a guess, he said. The unseen presence of Planet X, as he called it, could be detected in the irregularities of the two nearest planets, Neptune and Uranus. Pay attention here now. He said the behavior of Neptune and Uranus in their orbits around the sun indicated the influence of a large mass beyond them, a mass massive enough, that is, with enough gravitational pull to alter the courses of Neptune and Uranus. By scientifically interpreting the eccentricities of those orbits, said Lowell, he could reveal not only where this planet X was, but almost precisely how far away as well. The problem, of course, was that no telescope of Lowell's day was powerful enough to see such a planet at such a distance, and although Lowell never gave up the search for Planet X, he was consistently frustrated in the attempt. But then one day, he died, and 13 years later, March 12 of 1930, Clyde Tombaugh, an astronomer at the Lowell Observatory, telegraphed a message to the Harvard College Observatory that Percival Lowell's planet X had been sighted. And yes, it was, right where Lowell himself had anticipated its discovery, the precise location and the same distance. In the eyes of man, Pluto was born that day. The confirmation of Lowell's prediction was promptly hailed as a triumph of so-called scientific method. For almost three decades previous, a scientist, by observing the orbits of other planets and by carefully calculating the mass required to produce the effects he observed, had precisely identified and located something that he could not even see. But whatever it was that caused Percival Lowell to make his undeniably accurate prediction, it was not science. You see, in 1978, we got our first really good look at Pluto. We even found a moon orbiting Pluto. And at that time, astronomers also discovered something else. The mass of the planet Pluto is so insignificant. Pluto is so small that it could not possibly influence the orbits of neighboring planets. Nevertheless, astronomer Percival Lowell, now almost a century ago, did correctly report the nature and the whereabouts of something he would never live to see, and using methods that could not possibly have helped him to do so. Now you know the rest of the story.
And we've got another rest of the story, a different one, 12:05 this afternoon with Cindy Huber. To learn more about how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It's 7:31. Let's check news here. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A possible school shooter was on the radar of Kenosha Unified officials. In a statement sent yesterday, KUSD said they did get warnings about the 13-year-old. The statement said administrators received concerns regarding images of airsoft guns prior to the lockdowns last week. Unified said the images didn't include threats and that they didn't forward the concerns to police. Almost every school in the county went on lockdown last week as police searched for the teen that was eventually arrested. He'll be in court today. It was a fake finger that caused all the commotion. Over the weekend, Racine police were called to the Dollar Tree on Durand Avenue after reports of a finger found in the parking lot. Once they got there, officers found that the finger was actually a high-quality latex replica that looked real. Police are trying to figure out how it got there and whether it was placed intentionally. Racine Unified is trying to get more kids in college. The district has joined forces with Direct Admit Wisconsin, allowing eligible students to secure spots at select UW schools without submitting applications. There are 10 UW campuses participating. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Wisconsin beef producer picking up accolades on the national scene. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Who is he? I'll tell you next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Cody Quam from Lodi, one of the owner-operators of Marta Angus in Lodi, was recognized as the Young Breeder of the Year by the National Angus Association. Cody said it came as quite a surprise.
It was an amazing honor to be recognized amongst the talented and hardworking people of the Angus industry. To be recognized as a Young Producer of the Year, Young Breeder of the Year, it was actually very, very humbling and very, I guess, rewarding to know that all the work you try and do and keep your nose to the grindstone actually gets recognized once in a while.
Cody Quam from Lodi, part of the Marta Angus family. He was named the Young Breeder of the Year at the 141st Angus Association Convention that just wrapped up down in Fort Worth. Markets are next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Tough day in the dairy complex yesterday. Barrel cheese dropped 8 to 168 and 3 quarters. 40-pound black cheese was down a penny at 171. Double A butter on Monday dropped a half a cent to 264 and a half per pound. So this morning, as we get started, right now we've got December corn up a penny and 3 quarters at 432. March corn's up a penny at 444. January soybeans are down 8 at 1014. November next year beans down 9 at 1036. December wheat's currently 2 cents stronger at 268. July new crop wheat up 2 at $6. And December class 3 milk that goes into cheese right now 4 cents stronger at 1899 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
There will be plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with wind east becoming southeasterly at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 41. Tomorrow we may catch a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
Yeah, you got enough, there's enough weirdos here. You still got like enough mom and pop sort of independent run stores. That's a big thing with me. Like when I go on the road, like I can't do these chains anymore. You know how depressing it is to go to a town and see like another horde of fat people stumbling out of like a cheesecake factory? You know? Oh, they're horrific. Just pressing their face up against the glass. Man, they put cookies in that one, you know? It's like they're inventing ways to get extra fat, you know? You know what I hate about these corporate chains? You go in there, you're paying for a business. They make you, like, do half the job now. I don't get it. Like, I walk in, hey, let me get a turkey sandwich, lettuce, tomato, on rye with mayonnaise. The guy behind the counter's like, all right, turkey sandwich, lettuce, tomato, on rye. Yeah, and mayonnaise. Oh, the mayonnaise is, it's right over there. Really? Why don't you, go over there? Put it on my sandwich. You get it? I'm on this side of the register. Guy who orders the sandwich, guy who makes the sandwich. Of the money to make 100% of the sandwich.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
All right, Beth Heidorn is here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. Lots going on. Quick review if you're just tuning in this morning. We have the Brunch with Santa coming up. Quick review.
That's Saturday, September 7th. There's a 9 o'clock seating, and then there's a 9 to 11:30 and 9 to 10:30 and 11:30 to 1.
See,
and
I have it written down.
Yep,
you don't.
Sorry, I'm trying to remember it all. But it's going to be a great time. Santa Claus is coming into town specifically to come to our event. He'll be greeting all the kids. There'll be crafts. There'll be cookie decorating. There'll be a great brunch. There'll be mimosas and a really just a great day to hang out with the family.
Now, how far in advance do you have to book Santa? He must be real busy covering the entire planet, but he's coming to Racine. So how far in advance do you have to book?
He is, but he loves the Racine Zoo so much that he automatically puts it on his calendar. So as soon as I put it on mine, it automatically goes to his bat phone, I think.
The bat phone?
His bat phone, whatever that red phone is up there.
Okay, then you've got Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle coming up on Thursday, December 19th.
Thursday the 19th is a way to kick off for the adults, have some cocktails, hang out with some friends. There'll be a multiple of things, probably 5 or 6 different cocktails people will be able to taste. There'll be appetizers and food, and Santa Claus is coming back for that because, again, as I said, he loves the Racine Zoo.
Okay, so what else is coming up in December or January?
Yeah, so we've got winter picnics and a snow globe is coming back. We've got different themes.
Now, describe that.
Okay, so it's like a garden gazebo is what they are, and we're going to, you have an hour and a half to spend in there. You'll have, there's games in there, there's music in there. Everyone ends with s'mores, regardless of what package they get. There's a wine package, there's a beer package, but there's going to be some themes this year. So some special stuff you'll find out on Friday when we post that on our website, and people will be able to book in that. We've got four nights or days and nights within December, and then it really kicks off in the month of January, and that particular event goes all the way through February. So we're excited about all of that, but we've got to get that webpage finished to be built before we can take reservations. And then the other thing coming up for the holidays is people are, what are we going to get people? I'm sure you've already started with your wife. What am I going to get my wife for Christmas? You know, you've got to think about some of those things. So people, memberships is a great opportunity for people. They start at $50 and they go all the way on up to $1,000, depending upon what it is you want. Adopt an animal. Animals depend on people too. That's also a great gift that people can ceremoniously adopt an animal at the zoo, that for one of their loved ones. They'll get a certificate, they'll get window clings, things like that, that they can look. They can look online for an adopt program and see all the different animals that you could adopt ceremoniously, as I said. And then we're going to have Animal Cracker season tickets on sale as well for the holidays. So it's lots of different things. Or come to the gift shop, buy an ornament off our tree, and then what's on the backside would be animal enrichment for the animals. So people can buy things for the animals as well.
You know, people don't realize that even though in the winter, maybe a lot of people don't go to the zoo as much as they do in the summertime, the animals still need to eat.
Yep.
They still need veterinary care, and you still have to pay the people to take care of them.
Yes, sir.
So it doesn't automatically shut down in the winter.
That is correct.
You don't put these animals into hibernation
no,
and then hope for the best.
No, that is correct. Yep.
So the money has got to keep coming in all the time.
Coming in, yeah. So
and just like people, it gets more expensive for medical care, and it gets more expensive for food. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you get, you know, lion chow at Pets Plus?
Yeah.
I don't know if you get it. So where do you get the food for the animals? What kind of food do you feed them?
Well, it all depends on what the animal species is. So we get food from all over. It's all restaurant-grade food that we give to the animals.
Nice.
Well,
yeah.
It's part of our accreditation as well. So we've got to make sure that we stay AZA accredited. So that is, we just have to want to take care of our animals the best way possible. And so some animals have like a chow or a dry food. Mm. Our penguins get fish. We've got animals that eat, like our lions are going to eat a meat food that is not coming from a pet store. It is coming from an official place.
This is,
we get it shipped, and we have a large freezer that keeps our things.
This has got to be expensive to feed these animals.
Well, it's not cheap to feed yourselves, right? I mean, groceries are going up, and animal food goes up,
too. I could buy a frozen pizza for $7, and I'm set for the night.
That's true.
You can't do that with an animal.
No, and every animal has a specific nutrition that they need for their... their makeup, and it's just a big science on making sure.
Do you have a full-time dietitian on staff?
We don't. We work with our staff, and then we share information throughout the AZA-accredited zoos and aquarium world to make sure that we are doing the best we can. And the species survival plan people that help us figure out what animals should go where, who should maybe breed with who throughout the whole country, helps with dietitian and nutrition. If they find something that's like, oh, well, this animal needs more of this, it goes out all over the place to all of us. And then we just make sure that we are able to get that particular vitamin or what supplement that has to go in for the animal's food.
Oh, my goodness.
It is a science and an art, I'll tell you that.
I used to love going with my dog. I bought some, you know, a big bag of food. And uh-huh. He loved it, and that was it. And then he begged at the table for table scraps. Other than that, occasionally we treated him to a nice steak.
Oh, I
it
was, see.
It wasn't all the time, but if I barbecued, gave him a hamburger.
What was your pet? It was your lovely aunt, your dog.
Yeah, but they beg, and then they stare, and they don't stop staring. You can't get them away.
Train them to not do that.
Yeah, you can't. Well,
your next
dog. They stare, and they don't move their eyes. They're keeping their eye on the prize. Okay, so what other events we got coming up?
So,
you book a long time in advance.
We do. We've got our Burr Garden is coming up in January. We'll be putting out all of those dates. We've got everything set for 2025. We'll be putting all of that stuff out. I mean, Animal Crackers is pretty standard. We've got all those. The car shows in August, so those traditional things are coming up. But right now, starting off in January, we've got Burr Garden. Then in February, we've got Animal Amore.
Where is that? Let's go to the garden one.
Burr Garden is it is beer tasting in outside in the snow. It's noon to two.
Oh, Burr,
it's
like Burr.
Burr Garden. Okay, yeah,
I'm slow, but I get it eventually. All right.
Sometimes we've got to play around with the words. So that's always fun. We've had that for a couple of years.
Oh,
and
that
it's
sounds
on a
fun.
Saturday,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's like you're tailgating at the zoo for a couple hours. You're just not watching a football game.
You know, I kind of like that. Isn't that, what's a burr gun? Like a burr on a plant? No, burr.
Because it's January.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Okay.
And then February we'll have Animal Amore again, and that's actually going to be on Valentine's Day. That's just how it worked out this year. Because Valentine's is on a Friday, and that's usually when we do that event. So it worked out really good. That's actually going to be on Valentine's Day.
I wanted to do that tent thing at the zoo. I don't know, a tent. I don't know, a sleeping bag.
Slumber Safari.
Yeah, my family is we're not outdoorsy people. We stay at the best hotels we can find on the road, and that's it. And it better have, you know, cable. It better have air conditioning, better have heating, better be nice. No bed bugs, nothing like that. So sleeping outside is not on my agenda, but I'd love to do it. I wanted to sleep in our backyard one day, but then we stuck a hidden camera in our backyard. It was nature cameras. They work in 10-second increments. And I can't believe the wildlife walking around my backyard in the middle of the night. We've got possums crisscrossing the yard. I don't know what it was. It looked like a foxtail going past the camera. I don't know what it was out there. We got cats. You got all kinds of animals. So I said, maybe I don't want to sleep in the backyard. I don't want to wake up and a possum is staring at me with that ugly face.
Have your wife back there with you.
Oh, yeah, she's not going to sleep in the backyard. We got raccoons. My son got out once at like 5 in the morning. It was dark. And he looked at, just saw two jewels looking at him, you know, because the light hit the eyes. Mm-hmm. And it was on the fence post. And he said, I don't know what that is. Let me take a picture. And it was a raccoon. So all these animals out there. Do you get wildlife like that walking around the zoo
Absolutely.
At night?
Absolutely. And there's nature around us all the time. We're not...
But I think you had a sign outside, no raccoons allowed.
Not like we're Fort Knox. So there's things that, you know, birds fly over and animals climb under fences. So everyone's got nature that goes in their backyard.
I just, you know, I hear all these horror stories about people getting eaten by animals when they sleep out. And I don't want to do that. All right. So what else? Let's go through the whole thing here. And then we're going to do a quick review for people tuning in now.
For sure. So after February, then March, we've got a... small old-fashioned tasting event. And then April, we get a wine event for our rhinos, which is really kind of
fun. You have a rhino?
We have two Eastern black rhinos.
Whoa.
Yep, Timu and Kianga.
What do they eat?
Well,
Other than people.
They do not eat people. Oh, my gosh. Don, you're killing me here. They're green, and they also eat vegetables. They like sweet potatoes. They like carrots.
I always see videos of people petting them, you know, petting the rhinos, not at your zoo, but in the, you know, while they pet these.
It depends on which. There's five species of rhinos.
They don't
look mean.
And
we have Eastern black. Well, most animals don't look mean, you know, but, you know, they just don't want to be, just not, I'm not going to allow you there to come there and irritate them. Goodness gracious.
You know, I used to see this when I used to go to the zoo as a kid, and when we went to the Bronx Zoo and all those kids just trying to taunt the animals, and I hated that.
Yeah.
Even as a little kid, I didn't like that.
And I appreciate that, because you shouldn't.
You shouldn't taunt them.
You got to be respect wildlife, like you respect people, and just, it's just, sometimes
don't
be
naughty like
that.
Yeah, but little kids do stupid things, and the parents don't stop them.
Well, that's a true statement.
That irritates me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what my job should be in retirement. I'll be the person at the zoo watching, like a security guard, and if they start taunting them.
And you could go over and tell them to not do that?
I wasn't going to tell them. I was going to pull them by the scruff of the neck. But, okay, we could tell them if you wanted to be nice about it. I guess we could do that. So that's pretty good. Now, the zoo is open in the winter.
We are. The only day we're closed is Christmas Day. So we are open in the winter, and luckily this fall has been tremendous. I mean, it's going to be 48 degrees, and it's the middle of November. So I will take that, and I believe it's supposed to be 56 on Saturday and sunny. So I will take that temperature, too, right before Thanksgiving. This is great weather. So, but, you know, it's not always that way in the state of Wisconsin, but we are going to take this beautiful weather right now. We still have lots and lots of walkers. We have a fairly large membership base. We have over 22.
Oh, that's right, because you got a lot of... A lot of pathways in that place.
Yeah, we have over 2,200 member households, and on average, a household is four. So that's how many members the zoo has, and we get a lot of them that come in and they walk the pathways. It's flat. We get a lot of folks that just come there. Some of them are stroller parents, and it's just an easy way to get their kids outside, and they're walking around. Some of them are all ages come to the zoo, as you know, and it's just a great opportunity to walk and enjoy wildlife without and nature without, you know, walking maybe on a street. And, you know, that's what's very helpful for us.
Now you get the Monkey Mountain there. I don't know what, you know, that's what I call it, but I don't.
Everyone did. It's Tur Mountain is still there.
And do you let they're not monkeys, though.
We don't have those on that. They haven't been there since long before I was there.
Oh,
since
really?
I've been here. Right. Our primates are in the castle or the Vanishing Kingdom. Because they haven't been on that mountain since long before me.
I told you a story, I think, last time you were here, where I grew up on Long Island. We had the Frank Buck, who was bringing back alive. He's the one who brought a lot of animals back from Africa, Frank Buck. And he had a zoo in our town. It was called the Massapequa Park Zoo, but it was Frank Buck owned it. And he brought all these exotic animals there. And we had a Monkey Mountain. And it was a huge mountain. It was like the one you have. And the monkeys would be on there, and they couldn't get out. The way they had the surrounding at the bottom, they couldn't get out if they wanted to. And they didn't want to. But it was right next to the Massapequa Drive-In. So when you were pulling in to go see a movie that night at the drive-in, and there was a long line at the ticket thing, the monkeys, if you taunted them, would throw stuff at you. Not rocks or anything, but just throw something at you because you're taunting them. And kids used to do that from the drive-in. And these monkeys used to throw stuff at them. And... But that Frank Buck Zoo, that was the first time I ever got a look at animals up close. We had them in the Bronx Zoo, but that was later on I saw them. But, yeah, that was a nice zoo, and now it's, it was a Sears. Now Sears is out of business. Who knows what it is now? But there were a lot of people in this country that never get a close-up look at animals.
Because, right.
And the circuses, I'm happy they're getting rid of them because I don't like when animals are meant to perform like that, and I don't think they're... They're well-kept at circuses. I think the Barnum & Bailey Circus, didn't they get rid of the animals? I think the Barnum & Bailey Circus is out of business. I don't think they're in business anymore. But most kids growing up don't get a chance to see animals up close. We're very lucky here.
We are very lucky here. We're a small southeastern Wisconsin city that has an accredited zoo. And there's 247 currently accredited in the country of the 5,000 places that hold animals. We're one of 200, and as I said, 247 that is accredited. We've had accreditation since 1986 when the Association of Zoos and Aquariums started that, and we have maintained that accreditation. So we are incredibly fortunate in the city of Racine to have such a great zoo and accredited zoo. There's only five accredited places through AZA within the state of Wisconsin.
Really? What are the zoos? Are there other than Milwaukee?
Milwaukee County Zoo is accredited. We are accredited. Henry Vila Zoo in Madison is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The International Crane Foundation.
Oh,
and the
Baraboo,
The new zoo up in Green Bay. Those are the five that are accredited with AZA.
And we're lucky, you know, within driving distance, you actually have Racine, Milwaukee, and Chicago Zoo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've never been to the Chicago Zoo before.
Yeah, well, they've got
they Brookfield
Lincoln Park and Brookfield. Yeah, there's two of them down there, and they're great. You know, we always want people to enjoy going to other zoos and aquariums, and that's what's really nice about our membership program, because there's reciprocity with most places. Not within the state of Wisconsin, though. So you don't become a member of Milwaukee and then come to ours, but you're a member of our zoo, and you can go anywhere in the country that has reciprocity with us of those accredited zoos and aquariums.
A little bit behind the scenes, how do you get the animals for a zoo?
Well, it depends on. Some of them are coming from another zoo. Some of them, like our new giraffe that we just got is from the LA Zoo. They, you know, we're moving animals from between zoos, depending upon what is the SSP's requirement or recommendation, I should say. And SSP Species Survival Plan for Maasai giraffes suggested that we, knowing once we lost Mac, that we needed another giraffe to hang out with Jabari. That was the one that was recommended to us. And we talked to the LA Zoo. They talked to us. They shipped the animal, and it's here. Now, that's how that works.
Do they like giving up? I mean, I would assume they don't like giving them up.
Well, no one's really giving them up. It's for the best of, for the animals.
Okay.
So it's not like, oh, I just lost that. That's not what it is. Zoos and aquariums are very, they work well together. We all do it for the good of the species and the good of our organization. And that is what happened with that particular animal.
Hold on one second.
Yep. No worries. Just, you got stuff to do over there.
I'll just screw it around here for
it's
a second.
All good.
Now, the pandas, they were all over the news recently because of the pandas.
They're starting to come back to the United States.
Right. Mm-hmm. They shipped two pandas back here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a major process mm-hmm. to build the habitat for these pandas. They eat bamboo. I don't know how they do that, but they do. But it's like an acclimation period of several months before the public can see them. Well, they have cams on them, but...
Right. But that's the quarantine. When you receive an animal, it's got to go through a 30-day quarantine minimum. Every species is different on how long you're going to quarantine something. But most of the places that are getting the pandas, giant pandas back, were those that had them. So they're not having to rebuild a brand new exhibit space. They are just going back to the zoos that had giant pandas before. China pulled them all away, and now they're coming back into the area. San Diego just got theirs. They're out and about now, so they've gone through their quarantine period. So it just depends on. But no one's having to build a new space right now, but the Chinese government, and they're the ones who own those animals. They're the only place where giant pandas exist.
How come that is? How come it's only China that has giant pandas?
That's the habitat they live in. That's the where that species grows up. It's not like there's a rhino that lives native to Minnesota. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's every... It's the world.
It's just,
every country and every area has...
Only China.
Some, yeah, only China.
Now, what if they give you a pair of pandas, male and female, and there's a baby born?
It depends on how the contract is with the Chinese government and the place that it's going to. Most of them are still going to be owned by China.
How many pandas do you think there are in China? Do you know?
There are... I think there's 500. I don't know.
Oh, they have that many. Okay.
I'd have to look because some are, they're all under preserves and reserves. Mm-hmm.
And they are big. I saw a picture of them next to some objects and I was able to scale them.
Yeah.
I said, wow.
Yeah. I would have to look it up specifically as to know how many there are.
That would be great. I would love to see a panda up close. I mean, it's nice to see them. I mean, they look like the stuffed animals that, don't they? They look like the stuffed pandas you used to get. I mean, they're identical to it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a quick review here.
All right, sir.
Of the events coming up at the Racine Zoo, and this is for December.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, coming up real soon, Saturday, December 7th, there are two seatings for Brunch with Santa, one at 9 a.m. and one at 11:30 a.m.
Yep.
And... You register online at?
You register online at racinezoo.org. Go to the event tab, do the drop down, fill out your registration form, pay online. We'll send you an email a few days before the event to let you know who's going to meet you and the specifics and all of that kind of stuff. It's really a great event for families. I love it. And then coming up on Thursday, the 19th of December, is Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle, adult only from 6 to 9, hanging out, having some cocktails, enjoying some family time and friend time before the craziness of holidays kicks in.
Got a question for you that has nothing to do with zoos whatsoever.
All right.
The question was, they asked in a poll, what happened to the hottest guy or the hottest girl you went to school with? Did they peak in high school like you would hope they would, or did they unfairly go on to even bigger things in life? These were the responses. She got kicked out of West Virginia University for drinking, and with the amount of drinking there, it's really hard to do. I just Googled him, found out there was a mugshot online for exposing himself. That was the hottest guy in school. And I went to school in Tampa with Channing Tatum, so yeah, he did okay. I will tell you my story, then, if you have one you could tell, too. When I went to high school, the hottest, well, she was the head cheerleader, we'll put it that way. She was the head cheerleader, and he was the quarterback, Chuck and Chris. And they were the hot item, the power. Every school's got a power couple, and they were the power couple in our high school. Even though we had over 900 people, everybody knew Chuck and Chris. And eventually, when they got out of high school, they got married. They had a family. They got divorced. And at one of my reunions, early reunions, I went there, and they were there. And right on the dance floor, they had a big fight. So a friend of mine, Bob Schreck, who we just great friends in high school, we pulled up chairs right to the dance floor and sat there with some food and watched them fight. And they said, this was worth the flight to New York and the price of admission just to watch this happen. Now, I don't wish evil upon people, but as long as they're going to have a fight, I want to see it. And they were right there on the dance floor. And I'm Facebook friends with both of them, but they were the power couple. They were the couple like at the end of the movie Grease when the car goes up in the sky with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. That was them. And now look at them now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Look at them now. Did you have a story like that?
I don't. All of our wonderful people are still wonderful to this day.
Oh, yeah, right. Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Mankato in Minnesota.
Oh,
I'm a Minnesota girl.
They came out listening to us. Is there no good story you could tell?
No, I love all my people
named
I
names.
Went to high school with.
I name names. I know.
Yes,
I
you
care.
Did.
I don't care. But it's true. And I'm friends with, you know, I think I'm not friends with Chuck, although I get this thing on. I might be. Chris, I am. And because I went to grammar school with her and everything. And yeah, it was worth the price of admission. Speaking about admission, the zoo is open year-round.
Yes, we
so
are.
If you say, gee, it's a nice day in winter, but the zoo is closed. No, it's not. And you go indoors at the zoo.
You can, yeah. We've got Discovery Center. We've got the castle. But people like to walk around outside. It's Wisconsin, for gosh sakes. Get outside, enjoy it. We open at 10. The last admission is at 3:30. We close at 4 o'clock. And it's great. And become a member, and you can get in every day for your membership